It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I want him to talk to me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my boyfriend for 12 years, and we live together, and we've been living like a married couple. We have two children, ages 10 and 9. We argue a lot, and mostly over our parenting styles. He was raised by a single mother, and I was raised by my grandmother, who was very strict. He does not discipline the kids, so when I do it, the kids end up hating me, and he gets pleasure from that. He makes the majority of the money, and I have to ask him for money by the end of the month, and he also gets pleasure from that, and that's his little way of controlling me. For the past month, he hasn't talked to me. I cook dinner, and he eats in silence unless he's talking to the kids. We have movie night, and he asks the kids what they want to watch, but he never asks me. He will answer me if I address him, but he does not ever initiate conversation with me. I don't remember why he got mad at me in the first place, because he's a master at holding grudges for a long time. He can turn the passion on for sex, and then he rolls over and goes back to ignoring me. His brother called me his wife the other day, and my man quickly told him that we're not married. My daughter heard it, and later that day she told me that she hates it when her dad says ugly things about me. I had no idea he talked about me to the kids. She said I should leave him, and she and her brother will stay and take care of him. I bet he put that idea in her head. He's turning the kids against me. I wish he would talk to me so we can figure this out. How can I get him to communicate? Well, it's kind of late for all of that right now. You don't have two children. You mentioned you had two children. You have three children. That man is the third child, and you've been there, the recipient of his bad behavior for 12 long years now. 12 long years. It's time for you to take a stand some kind of way for yourself, you know, reevaluate this whole situation, because it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. You've allowed him to treat you this way because he makes the money and then he rations it out to you. That's his way of control. He pits the kids against you too, but even they see the horrible way he treats you and want you to leave. So it's time for you to realize that you need to stop worrying about him and now worry about yourself. What are you going to do about you and your future? You take care of everyone, but you said this man will eat what you cook, have sex, and then roll over and not even talk to you. That's mean. He's not concerned about you. He doesn't even like you at this point. You need to start putting yourself first. That means you got to stop cooking, no sex, no nothing, until he sits down like an adult and talks to you. Then let him know how you really feel and stop letting him use you. Stop letting the kids see him do this to you as well. And you need to get a plan together, because it looks like this is over and somebody's going to have to leave. Steve?
Great response, Shirley. Let me tell you something. This is a completely unhealthy relationship. There's nothing in here of redeeming quality for you, the woman. After all you've done and do, see... You hear the saying, you can't change horses in the middle of the stream? Let me tell you something, ladies. You have to enact your rights. You have to play your trump card. You have amazing power, but once you relinquish that power and don't use it, and we see that you're not using your power, then we run roughshod all over you. And this is what he's doing to this woman. He's running roughshod all over this woman and is giving her no good in return. And it's crazy. So you've been with your boyfriend for 12 years. Why? See, that you got two kids, 10 and 9. Two kids. Hey, you ain't seen marriage in here nowhere? Before we got to 10 and 9, You didn't call in your your request to be the wife? We argue a lot, and it's over your parenting skills, because he was raised by a single mother and you was raised by your grandmother, who was very strict. And then when you do discipline the kids, they hate it, and he relishes in that. And then you say he makes the majority of the money, and you got to ask him for money at the end of the month, and he also gets pleasure from that. That's his little way of controlling me. No, 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 that's not the little way. That's the way. He controls you. That's his little way. No, he's turning the kids. See, first of all, when you get a parent that relishes in the fact that the kids hate the other person's discipline and he try to play the good guy role, that in divorce, it's in divorce and alimony cases and child support cases, there's a term for that. It's called the Disney dad. They call it the Disney dad because when, let's say, a man goes over there and he picks up the kid, he gives them everything they want, prizes, shoes, everything. So when you come see him, it's all about everything. But then when you take them back home, then the mother has to do the work. To do your homework, do your chores, do like I say, finish this, issue out punishments. But when you go over dad's house, it's all roller coasters and happy time. It's called the Disney dad. That usually happens in divorce and child custody cases with alimony. This is happening in your marriage. That's crazy.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I want him to talk to me, right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I want him to talk to me.
Yeah, well, him talking to you, I think y'all might be a little bit past that, because I'm not understanding what you're talking about. You've been with this man 12 years. He's your boyfriend. Y'all not married. You got two kids, 10 and 12. You argue a lot because of your parenting styles. You were raised by your grandmother. He was raised by a single parent. He don't have no discipline. You do. When you discipline the kids, they hate it. And then they go to him, and he relishes in that moment that you hate. That he relishes in the moment that the kids hate you for doing that. He's being a Disney dad in the house, like I explained earlier. That's usually an alimony and child support cases when the man goes over to get custody for the kid for the weekend or the 2 days, and they take them back and they get cotton candy, get eat all cookies and ice cream and sneakers and trips to the mall and movies. Then when you go home, it's all work. He ain't put no work into raising the kids, but now he won't give them that. That's a Disney dad. But this Disney dad is in your house. That's trouble. And then at the end, he makes the majority of the money. At the end of the month, you need to ask him for money. He relishes in that, too. And you say he gets pleasure by that, and that's his little way of controlling you. Well, ma'am, he's controlling you in more ways than that, because this dude, man, you are in an unhealthy relationship. Then, let's finish out the rest of it. I cook dinner, he eat in silence. What? You live in a house with a person that don't talk to you? How long this been going on? And says, and then unless he's talking to the kids, we got movie night. He asks the kids what they want to watch, but he don't ask me what I want to watch. Wait a minute, man. So he can just do you any way he want to, and there's no consequences? You mean you have to cook. He get to eat and don't talk to you while he eating? Okay. He'll answer me if I address him, but he doesn't ever initiate conversation with me. I don't remember why he got mad at me in the first place, because he's a master at holding grudges for a long time. Man, you just... Can I tell you something? These ain't real man traits. Most men want peace in their house. Most men try to be accommodating to their girl. He ain't trying to do nothing with you. But he can turn on the passion for sex, and then he rolls over and go right back to ignoring me. Why are you still having sex with him?
Right.
What is that about? Well, you can't do that to her. Bruh, those of us men that's listening, try that in real life and see how that work for you, man. Sure. shut up, I'm asleep. His brother called me his wife the other day, and my man quickly told him we ain't married. So he ain't got no plans of marrying you. He don't like the concept of y'all saying y'all married. But he's getting all... Lady, what's happening here is you've allowed this man to get all the benefits of the marriage and you get none. He cooks for you. You have children for him. He has sex with you. And don't talk to you after that. And don't talk to you during dinner. Anyway, one of your kids says that she hates when her dad says ugly things about me. Who does that? She said I should leave him and she and her brother will stay and take care of him. I bet he put that idea in her head. Whoa. How did you miss what she said, though? What are you talking about? He put that idea in her head. And that idea was me and him will stay with her and take care of him. You didn't hear her say you should leave him. Because she don't like when her daddy say ugly things about her mama. You didn't hear that part. So what's wrong with you now? You're conditioned to accept bad behavior. And now you're sitting up in there talking about, I bet they put that in his and we'll stay with him and take care of him. Lady, if you don't get out of there and take them kids, I have nothing else for you in this letter. He's turning the kids against me. I wish he would talk to me so we can figure this out. How do I get him to communicate? You're not. He doesn't even talk to you after sex. He don't talk to you when y'all eating. He don't talk to y'all when y'all movie night. He don't have a conversation with you unless you initiate it. I wish he would talk to me so he can figure this out. Let me help you figure this part out. He don't want to figure it out. You want to talk so y'all can figure it out. He don't even want to talk to you, period, at all. Ma'am, you've been beat so long by this man, you've accepted it as normalcy. You can't accept bad behavior and think this is normal. Do you know what you're really supposed to do? You're really supposed to wake up and be happy. You're really supposed to wake up with a plan. You're supposed to wake up in a relationship with somebody and y'all plan a future together. That's what y'all supposed to do. You're really supposed to wake up, go to bed in love. You're supposed to wake up and feel warm, safe, and secure. You have none of that. Leave him.
And
get
leave
child
your comments.
Support and alimony. Bounce.
On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.